Special needs parents, please take note. This is your official warning. This podcast may contain explicit content, cursing, and or swearing. Thanks.
From day one, you fought for your life, and you blew everyone away.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome back.
I'm Jesse.
I'm Alicia.
And we are
Changing the Chances.
Yes, we are.
Welcome back to another week of this. I don't know. Don't ask.
You're way, way too happy right now.
I had cake.
You did have cake.
Delicious.
And I didn't make it. And you didn't have to make it.
I did not. But you know, I like to bake. That's fine.
I made it.
You did.
Sure did. It turned out pretty good.
Look at you, cake maker.
Not even close.
I'm smiling very big and very creepy at him right now. What was that?
Was it cake from a box?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah,
box cake.
Cake from a box?
Oh my goodness.
It was so good.
And I was sick this week, so I may or may not cough occasionally. Just FYI. Or am I sound weird? I don't know. No idea.
So we thought this week we would kind of follow up from last week.
Yes.
And
I think it was a good transition, like,
yeah, like they
into this topic. Yeah.
We're gonna cover pain and or pain scale.
Well, yeah, so pain, we're just talking about like scale and physical pain, mental pain, like the scale emotional of pain.
Yeah,
how, you know, people, how do you, what was I gonna say,
like how it affects people and how it affects people differently.
Yeah, because everybody obviously deals with physical pain differently.
Yeah.
Completely.
It's, some people have a high tolerance for pain. Some people have no tolerance for pain physically.
Yeah.
Same with emotionally.
Yeah.
I think it goes emotionally too. I think some people, you can just kind of take a beating emotionally, mm-hmm. and just kind of keep going.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to some other people are very easily triggered.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Emotionally, it's, they get in a little bit of a stressful situation and boom, they crumble.
Like, yeah. No. Yeah.
As other people, it's just like day in and day out, just getting emotionally hammered. And you just kind of.
It's different.
Yep. It's different.
You know, one of the big things is like we talked about earlier is I think Piper has a very high pain tolerance.
Physically, yes. Yes. I believe she physically has a high pain tolerance.
Yes.
Just due to everything she's dealt with.
Astronomical.
Yeah.
I can't fathom to begin to imagine because I've never been through all the things she's been through. But, you know,
All the surgeries and the recovery of surgeries and the things that led to those surgeries, mm-hmm. you know, like her perforated bowel. I mean, her whole abdomen cavity swelled up,
mm-hmm.
filled up with air, mm-hmm. and I can't even imagine what that feels like, having all of your organs compressed into a ball,
mm-hmm.
because your entire abdomen cavity is just being filled. And then, like, same with one, I think it was like her first or second shunt revision, where she looked like Megamind.
Her
like
first one.
Was it her first one? And mm-hmm. Her head just got so huge. Yeah, that's right, because they said it was a good thing that her skull hadn't fused. Mm-hmm. That's what helped with that, is mm-hmm. because it, she had the ability to give.
Yeah.
And I, yeah, that,
but, you know, being like first time parents in general, second of all, just dealing with all these medical issues, like in the beginning with that whole situation, I was constantly calling the doctor and he was telling me all these things that she should be doing if her shunt had gone bad. Like, she's going to be super irritable. She's going to be angry because she was probably going to be in pain.
Yeah. Yeah.
And all she never showed any of those signs. Yep. Never. Not once. And I'm like, that was like when I learned, I think, that trying to figure out when she's going to be in pain's going to be hard. And it is.
And it's been a guessing game since day one for us. But to have watched her head literally swell up like a water balloon and her still being essentially almost base. Like, she.
Yeah. I mean, really. The
baseline, she didn't really flip out, and it wasn't until she started like puking on a regular basis,
mm-hmm.
all the time,
mm-hmm.
and then she started getting the sunset eyes pretty bad.
Yeah, but that
and
was
then it was like, oh yeah, well, her shunt is backed up. Which she never cried. She never got, you know. And there's even been times when she's been in the hospital, you know, after a seizure or something. And what the nurses and the doctors will do to try to get a response when someone's kind of out of it and to see how responsive their body is, they essentially smash her fingernails. Like, it's, I don't know any other way to say it, but they like press down really hard on the top of your finger. Yeah, like a pen or something. And because you have a lot of nerve endings in your hands and stuff. And there's been times where Piper's been like, just doesn't even flinch, doesn't even move. And they're like, what? Like, is she?
Yeah, well, that generally is a different scenario, though.
Yeah, but there's been times where it's like they've done it and she's been coherent. And she doesn't really move her hand. And then they do it again and they do it a little harder. And then she kind of moves like, okay, why are you doing that? But she can tolerate quite a bit.
Yeah, no, yeah, she definitely, it's astounding. It's sad because I don't think you would ever want that for your child because.
No, I mean, I'm kind of glad that she has a high tolerance for pain because then it's, I don't feel like it's so much for her all the time. You know, like if she has something that is seriously painful, I feel like she'd be able to endure it a little better, maybe.
But I feel like the downside is that the reason why she has it is because she's been through so much.
Oh, 100%.
Which is exactly why it's sad. Like,
she's built that tolerance from experience.
Yeah. And, you know, you don't ever want that for your child.
If I could trade her spots, I would in a heartbeat, but. Not something you can easily do.
Easily do? Not something you can easily do? I mean, is it doable? You can do that?
Well, I mean, I'm still working on swapping out, you know, making a deal with the devil at the crossroads.
Well, are you working on it? This is Avid? Like, because, I mean, I'm just saying.
I should probably finish watching Supernatural, but...
that's, this is where we learn all the things. Yes. Like, just watch some Supernatural. It's got to be real. It's got to be real.
No, if I really could, I would.
I know you would. And I think most parents say that.
Yeah.
And the crazy part is, think about it. I'm going to take a little sidetrack for 2 seconds down this weird rabbit hole. Let's say you could switch her spots. Question is, if you switched her, do you get her high pain tolerance or are you still you?
Even if it was just me. Like, if I could just swap her right now.
Because wouldn't it be so weird for you to actually feel what she feels and, like, maybe you're a massive amount of pain and you're like, is this really what she feels? Or maybe that's not what she... Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, like...
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're going down a hole.
I know.
But I get it.
You were talking about crossroads. I don't, you know.
I get it. I would think that if I was able to switch her spots...
Oh my gosh, maybe we should save this conversation. This is not a Changing Chances After Dark situation.
No, I think if I was able to switch her spots, that I would essentially just what I am right now, but in her condition.
Well, that would suck for me.
That would suck for you.
Because I can pick her up. I can't pick you up. On the pain scale, I also think that mentally and emotionally, I think there's also a scale.
Oh, yeah. Because even Piper has that. Like, you can tell after she's had a couple days stay at the hospital, like, even when she's, like, recovered and she's stable and all those other wonderful words that we love to hear.
Mm-hmm. Stable.
Yeah. You can just see it, like, in her body language. She's not as happy. She's not as bright.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she doesn't have, like, you get these, like, little bursts of a smile and a laugh and but you don't, it's hard to explain, but like you don't see that light, that sparkle, that brightness that is Piper. And I think it's because she's emotionally down because she's like, I'm stuck in this fucking place again.
Oh yeah, no, she's definitely sad in the hospital. Not that anyone's happy in a hospital. But yeah, and I do think
because she's always hooked up to an IV.
I don't move her a ton in the hospital because she's usually hooked up to machines and IVs, like you were saying, and it's way harder. And at home, you know, we constantly are moving her, even if it's just from one sitting situation to a different one. Yeah. She's from a couch to a chair or to a different chair to the floor. She's all over.
Me. Yeah.
And you're right. We don't do that in the hospital. And she's in bed a lot. And, you know, there's only so much entertaining I can do with that. And
yeah. You know.
Yeah, you're right. So she's definitely reaches a limit when she physically starts to feel better, that she still is emotionally like drained and sad because, you know, she's bored and she would rather be home like everybody.
Well, she knows 100% where she's at. And she...
Of course. Of course.
Yeah.
You have doctors up in your face all day asking you 5 million questions. And she's like, listen, I can't answer you and I don't want to. So literally they walk in and she does not.
Oh, she's pretty much does not acknowledge their existence.
No, like, it is like they are not in the room.
No, because guaranteed you're probably going to do something bad to me. You're going to poke me or prod me or push on my stomach or, you know, something that she's just going to be like, ugh, leave me alone.
See, but that's the thing, too, is she definitely has, like, she has a low tolerance for, like,
being messed with.
Being bored. Like, she has a low tolerance for being bored. She definitely is a child and is like, if I am not moving and being entertained all the time. I think
that's just like any other 8-year-old.
That's like, what I said. She's like every child.
Yeah. Like, no, she has got that 100%. No. Entertain me. I'm bored. Interact with me.
Yeah.
And it's a lot harder for her, you know, like for you and I, or at least for me when I was younger at 8 years old, you entertain yourself. You've got action figures, go outside and play, you know, like go.
And that's a lot.
Yeah, she doesn't have that ability. It's a lot harder for her. Like, even if she wants to play with a toy, she can't just get up, walk over, and grab the one that she wants.
Yeah. No, I got you. Yeah. For sure. I definitely think that with Piper coming into my life, that has definitely changed my, like, mental ability to handle things. How do I explain this? Like, I think it was less before her. And now that she's here and we've been through a ton.
What do you mean? Your capability of dealing with like, stuff? Or
yeah, just handling and dealing and not, maybe not like falling apart at the...
Who's to say that you didn't have simplest. This all along? I mean, it's
because I didn't.
You don't know that.
I do know that.
We were thrown in a very unlikely situation.
No, I get that, but I'm just like saying before her, like I would have, I did, you know, would have come apart and over, you know, when you look back, like not super drastic stuff. I guess at the time it probably felt like it was.
Well, yeah, because it's
so, I guess,
again, it goes back, like, you're never prepared for a situation that we came into, and it's not, you know, you dealt with the things that arose as best as you could with what you were given at the time.
Yeah, and I guess that's true. Your scale shifts with experience, and
because after the twins, I mean, I would agree, I don't think that I'm any stronger. I think if anything, I have become more susceptible to, like, because I feel like the twins made me vulnerable. Like, I never felt that vulnerability before.
I think kids make people and vulnerable.
Yeah. And now it's just like, I don't even know. Like,
I'm just saying, like, too.
Things hit me harder now, like stupid ass movies and like seeing kids and their parents just out on, like, I can look at a family and be like, oh, that's so sweet. Like, I never did that before. Even when you and I were together, it was never like, oh, look at that family. That's so adorable. That's so cute. Like, look at that little boy. It changes everything.
Yeah. Well, again, experiences change who you are as a person. And it should. Experiences should change you as a person.
Because honestly, I didn't think I was going to make it. I think Piper still needing us is mm-hmm. the only thing that kept me together.
I agree with that statement. And I'm not talking about you, us, each of us in general. Oh,
I'm like, because I know for a fact, I was in a really dark spot.
Well, yeah, understandably.
And honestly, I thought I had experienced my lowest of low already and had gotten over it. Oh no. Life came over and kicked me in the balls mm-hmm. and was like, you didn't know shit.
So this is a good reference. Like, you thought that in your life, say you experienced what would have been your 10, your highest amount of and then like, that's it. That's my 10. That's the point.
That I was, but then all on that stuff happened
and you realized that wasn't actually a 10, or that 10 now is a 5, and you have a new 10.
A new
10. Yeah. Well, exactly. That's what I'm saying. It changes with time, I guess.
I mean, because anybody that's listened to the show, I mean, and I've mentioned, I didn't have the peachiest of childhoods.
Yes.
But yeah, before the twins, I definitely felt like I had already hit my 10 mm-hmm. and barely made it through the other side.
Yeah.
And then everything happened with the twins and stuff, and that was no longer a 10.
Yeah. It bumps it down the scale.
It does, because this now new catastrophic event mm-hmm. that is just ringing my bell.
Yeah.
absolutely putting me through the ringer. You don't realize how strong you really are until that's the only option. Like, her not giving up and mm-hmm. sticking around, I think, held me together, because I was trying.
I get that.
And I couldn't. And it was just like, I got to do it for her.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's easier. I almost think it's easier sometimes to find the strength that from outside than inside.
I think so. Because I, especially for me, like, I've never really thought very highly of myself.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, whatever, I'll deal with it. Mm-hmm. But for her, it was like, I have to deal with it for her. Mm-hmm. I can't just spiral out of control.
Yeah.
Like I would have loved to.
And you know, and that's also a different thing. Like, it's all relative to who you are and your experiences, because, you know,
To say that my pain was any worse than your pain?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's all relative to
the exact same thing
to you. It's all relative to me, mm-hmm. or just in general. If you think about it, I'm just some random scenario.
Hypothetically speaking,
somebody we know has a child, and their kid has to go to the hospital for a broken wrist.
Falls down
for that parent, maybe. Maybe that's their 10, because they've never experienced that.
Their child's never traumatic, had to deal with anything.
And it's totally traumatic, and nobody wants to take their kids to the hospital. Like, that's a whole, 100%.
I think your 10s change.
Well, as but this life is comes what I'm, on. Well, great. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Experiences change them. But for me, I mean, this is not an exact scenario. If Piper broke a wrist, that wouldn't reach a 10 for me. Again, the likelihood of her breaking a wrist.
It would depend on why she broke her wrist.
I'm just saying, like, in the realm of her.
Oh, yeah.
Like, not even for close. Me, I'm like, it's like, I would just go, well, she broke a wrist.
Perfect example.
Like, when for we me, went, it wouldn't be a 10.
Was it not this last time to Cowabunga Bay, but the first time when we put her down the slide and she got her little arm, got a little, like a little.
She got like
rub
a
rash or something on her elbow.
Arm, like, slid on the slide mm-hmm. and it was dry. So like,
she didn't even like
would have never even known it happened.
No, didn't even care. But there was another family that was there that had another, I think it was a little girl.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of seen what happened, and they were like hovering when they were trying to, and it's like, who's to say that if that child had done the exact same thing mm-hmm. and scuffed up her arm,
mm-hmm.
wail off her head, because you know what
which
I mean?
You like, see all the time. Which
exactly. And mm-hmm. I think a lot of it plays into the parents. Are you going to make a bigger deal out of this? Like, if, because I remember when,
well, I definitely like think when, you can play a factor. Oh, well, yes. Yeah,
because if you're like, oh my goodness, they and then all of a sudden they're like, oh my God, it's a big deal. Now I got to cry. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Even when my brother was younger, Zach was that way. Like, he would get hurt. I remember like a couple times my mom just kind of looking at him and waiting to see, like, are you going to actually react? Because I'm not going to say anything because you're okay. Yeah. And then
I want you to acknowledge how you're actually feeling, yeah, not what you think you should be feeling.
And me, and I think it's because I broke the mold, because I would come in, scrapes, cuts, bloody nose, fat lip, falling off my bike, eating crap on my big wheel, like whatever.
Yeah.
So she was already like, whatever. You're okay. Are there any bones protruding through your body?
Yeah.
And how bad are you bleeding? Is it just a little blood? Are you gushing? Did you get an artery? Like,
yeah.
You're good. You're okay. And I think that plays a big factor too on how people handle pain. Like, if you were raised like your parents were constantly coddling you,
yeah,
I think you're going to be a little less pain tolerant, maybe. I mean, it's just,
I got you. Thought, I hear what you're saying. Yeah.
As opposed to someone like my mom that was just like, oh, well, whatever, clean up, get ready for dinner.
Yeah.
Like, figure it out, deal with it. You know, you put yourself in that situation,
yeah,
kind of thing. I think even Piper, as she's, because she always seems to just rock it when she has a procedure, like even just this previous one. She in and out same day, no big deal. And she was pretty much back to baseline by the evening.
Oh, yeah. No, she was happy, happy, happy by the time she went to bed. I think she was miserable the next day.
I think the next day is when it caught up to her. She was sore, tender, stuff like that. But she still deals with it so well.
I know. And it makes me sad.
It's very sad because it, again, goes back to she's had that many experiences to where she's built up that kind of tolerance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That makes me sad. I think what's also, you know, something we have to remember is just because your 10 is not my 10, that doesn't mean that doesn't I've mean never
your 10's any less like of
like a well, feeling. Again, your 10 is not less than, obviously. Yeah. Yes, but on some level, if you really think about it, you can relate in the way that if I thought about my 10 and I know what that felt like for me personally, and go, I know it's not the same thing, but if you're at a 10, you must be feeling, you know, this way, like similar to this. And I do know what that feels like, which is terrible. And that's a way to have, I think, is it like empathy.
Well, I think that's a good way to maybe approach it, as opposed to trying to,
like, because I'll never understand what you're actually feeling.
It's like, you know what, yes, us losing our child was years ago, and perhaps knowing someone that maybe loses their child in the future, and it's their present time that they've lost it. It's like, you're right. I don't know how you are feeling right now, but I have been in that and I have felt that experience.
Yeah.
So I can give you the empathy. I can give you that empathy because it's like,
yeah,
yes, our son didn't just pass away. It's been some time, but we still have lost a son. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I can empathize with you.
Yeah.
I don't need to compare to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's just the society that we're in, is it almost feels like everybody needs to like one up. You can't just, I'm sorry that your best friend passed away or that your grandpa passed away, but I just lost, you know, it always seems like it's still about me. It's like the society that we're in, like me.
Yeah.
Cause I don't feel that there should be any comparison. Like, I think a woman that loses a child due to miscarriage feels that, you know, her pain is no less than a woman that has a child and raises this child for 25 years and then this child passes away. Guess what? Both those mothers lost children.
Mm-hmm.
like, why should one seem to have gone through more pain than the other? You know, like, it, yeah. I don't think people see it that way. Like, oh, well, this mom had her child for 25 years, so it makes it harder. Why? Just because there's more memories? Mm-hmm. Like, the pain is the pain. You feel what you feel. And I don't think it should be compared. I don't think that, you know, it should be one of those things that's like, well, you lost, you only lost your grandpa. Like, I lost my son.
Yeah. Well, and I think that I definitely think there is time and places for certain things. Like, I understand that, you know, we live a life that not everybody lives because we have a disabled and medically complex child. I understand that that makes, in some cases, different than most people that we associate with. So, but what I mean by time and place is maybe, even though on an average day, I could be talking to a friend who has a kid who, you know, has a really bad cold and had to stay home from school and the parent is stressed out and not having a great day. Like, yeah. I can empathize with that. Totally. 100%. Nobody likes that. It's awful. But if I'm sitting in a hospital room with my kid who is that sick and we're hospitalized, that moment is not the moment to come to me about your kid who has a runny nose and you haven't slept for one night. Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like,
I get that because it's harder to,
I understand.
It's harder to empathize.
It is. Like, I'm not trying to compare and make my situation seem like it's way worse than yours. And because I get it, what you're going through at the moment is probably awful for you, but don't, you know, just pay attention, I guess, to your surroundings.
Well, and I think that's, like,
read the room.
Like, read the room, yeah. Like, and I think that also goes back to, like, outsiders looking in,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, oh, your kid's got to go back into the hospital. That lose that empathy.
Got you. Yeah.
Because it's always happened. And it's just like, sorry, this is my life. Like, yeah. I don't need you to throw me a pity party or anything, but at least be a little understanding. Like, this, like, is just not,
say sorry.
Yeah. Like, you don't need to be rude or anything like that, but
no. And I totally,
like, I don't need you to sympathize and cry me a river and, you know,
yeah,
whatever, blow sunshine up my ass, yeah, but, you know, at least try to be a little understanding. Hey, yeah, you know what? That sucks. Sorry. You know,
well, you know, and it's kind of like we've talked about before, like the people at my work, we don't talk about when I'm gone and I'm sitting in a hospital room when I miss work. Nobody asks me, nobody talks about it. And that's fine. Like, I am not upset about it. I don't care. 100%. The bottom line is they don't give me shit about it.
It's like a don't ask, don't tell thing.
And they don't ask about it. I'm fine with. Great, wonderful, like, that works for me. If you don't care enough or you're just over it, that's fine, because we're not friends and we don't need to.
At my last job, it really kind of sucked, because anytime I would take any kind of time off because of something, oh, yeah, going on with Piper, it
was like your last yeah, job at this point, like, but my, yeah,
but it was always, I'd get the cold shoulder when I'd come back.
Yeah, no, they were terrible. I'd get
the shaft, like, oh, terrible. Here, we're all just going to disappear while he's in the middle of something and make him cover everything.
Yeah.
No. So it got real petty, because then it's just like, you guys are penalizing me because, or just plain out being rude and mean to me,
mm-hmm.
because I'm dealing with my family shit.
Mm-hmm.
But when you guys have to go and deal with yours, it's okay.
Yeah.
Like, what I mean? Like, it just felt like a double standard.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. Mine's just more often than yours.
Yeah. I got you.
So I think that it's just one of those things where, you know, it does. It gets old because yeah. it happens all the time or whatever. And it's like, okay, that's fine. It gets old. Guess what? For me, it mm-hmm. gets old too, because again, all it's doing is stressing me out and
you're like, nobody on this end is, yeah, happy about
I'm like
it.
I'm not on a vacation, I'm sitting yeah. up in a hospital, like,
yeah, I gotcha.
But it's also one of those things like, you know, physically, if I fell and cut my arm and you fell and cut your arm,
mm-hmm. we probably would react differently.
Yeah. Like, oh, that sucks. And then you're like, oh my God, my arm hurts. Or, you know,
or vice versa.
Or vice versa. Where I'm just like, oh my God, I'm dying. And you're like, quit being such a baby.
Because I definitely would say that. Why are you being such a baby?
Gosh.
God. Don't make Piper show you up.
Pretty sure she does on a regular.
Oh, both of us.
Yeah.
By far. By far. No. So I'm, you know, again, I can sympathize with all the little things. It's just time and place. Time and place, people. Just remember time and place.
Because everyone's about me. Hmm. It's really hard to see. Like, you know.
And then,
but you can only control what you can control.
Yes.
You know, and as yourself. That,
yes. And
it's like, you know what? I try to sympathize and I try to empathize because I get it. You know,
yeah.
Life happens. Shit's, yeah. You know.
But, you know, I also don't have very many people in my life, so I've never actually experienced that situation. I can only imagine the stories I've heard from people. I've heard some stories, and I'm like, I don't know how you did, what? I can't imagine. I can't imagine. So, I think I only have, like, one friend with a child, Katrina and Hannah.
Well, you've got other friends with children.
But not like people like, I see.
Yeah, people you like see. Yeah.
And like hang out with. Like, that's it. So, and she's never been that way, so. Yeah.
I don't have anybody.
Why are you looking at me?
Well, I was your friend.
Your family.
With a kid. That's what I said.
Yeah.
You are my friend. We're not talking about your dog kid. We're not talking about your dog kid.
We're not talking about fur babies.
But shunned.
It's a whole different situation, and you know it. We talk about Petra all the time. Oh, speaking of Petra, I do have a Christmas card for you. And don't worry, I put Petra's name on the card just for you. So shove it. Jeez. But.
So I think that's really all we had to cover.
Yeah. Just
on
you
this
know,
one was just, you know,
everybody's
pain scales
idea
different.
Yeah, physical pain,
whether
obviously
that be physical, emotional, mental.
It's just different, and it's okay that your idea of what's terrible and their idea of terrible doesn't match up. It's all based on experience.
Well, that's the thing, is it's, you know, you shouldn't let other people's outlook on your experience dictate how you feel.
Well, agreed, because that's not how that works.
It's like, you know, oh, you should be over that. You know, just get over
says
it.
Says who? The person just, who didn't live it?
Yeah. I'm like, if, you know, your mom died and you got over it in 2 days, great. You know what? That's not going to be the case for me. Like,
yeah.
It's.
Yeah.
And it's all.
Just relative.
It is. Yep, it's all just relative to that person. And mm-hmm. It should not be compared, and
you know, and it can shift,
or
and it can move.
Dismissed by any means either. You know, like, and it, well, just get over it. It's like, no, I don't need to just get over it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like, and we used big examples. Obviously, there's lots of little ones. But I just, you know, it can change, and it's different for everybody, and we just have to. Again, remember that.
Just try and be mindful, and you know,
as hard as it can be, because believe me, again, it can be really hard when you're just like, I can't believe that this is the thing that we're having a conversation about.
Oh, yeah, I get that 100%. Sometimes it's like, did that really just come out of your mouth? Like, okay, I'm gonna pretend like I didn't hear it.
Like, this has got to be a big deal for you. It's not a big deal for me, but it must be one for you. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just different. And we just need to remember that. And that's okay.
Yep. So just be kind. Be mindful.
I know. Jesse always says be kind.
Well, because I try. That's an avid thing for me. I actually have to work at that.
I like that you want to work at it. I think that's great.
You gotta try and good vibes out in the world to try and get that shit back.
No, 100%. Always put good vibes out there. I'm with that.
I mean, I can be a very rough around the edges kind of person, and I'm a glass half empty kind of guy. But, you know, I still try to...
Half empty, half full. As long as it's alcohol, I'm good to go. Hey! There
you go. So thanks for joining us again. Sorry for the kind of rando out there topics and flying off of left field here and there. But
I don't really think so.
That's kind of like our thing. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for coming back.
If you know, you know. Okay. So. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.